Well, we got an extra arm to help Zach with the mic.
Feeling healthier yet?
Boy, nasty. Just nasty right now. I think it's coming out, though.
You personally?
Yeah. And thank goodness. I think I'm the only one.
Team healthy?
I think I haven't heard anybody else, just me.
Reedy, you expect Reedy back?
Yep. Yep. Okay.
So back to full health.
We're getting there.
Yeah. Six game homestand. Is this a pretty critical stretch for record and psyche and all of that?
I hope so. I mean, that's thank you. You know, we've talked about our crazy schedule. Now we get to come home for a little bit and see if we can settle in. And we're making progress. Last four games. We're digging through, and you know, let's hope nothing's better than coming home right now.
Sure. You said you feel like you were a better team than the one that went to Madison from
yeah.
What happened there?
Oh, you know, right when I get interviewed after, I can to decipher my emotions. We played a good weekend of hockey in a lot of areas. A couple things reared their head. One, the 5-on-5 offense again. You know, you hold them to two goals both nights, and only one night we were able to get to three. But we played strong, consistent in a lot of areas two nights in a row. So I had a real good feel. I mean, better. I had a lot better feel than I did, you know, in the previous three games that we've played. So, you know, I think I said right now there are only a few teams that are raising their hands saying, boy, we're having a great start around the country. There's just a few.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's got something to work on, and you know, they've got corners they got to turn, and we're one of them. And let's hope that this last little stretch now has pointed us in the right direction.
Your defensemen were getting more opportunities with the puck this past weekend, Wisconsin. What's the next step for them to create offense 5-on-5?
Well, you know, obviously we're all seeing it right now. Is you know, we have to make quicker plays on the offensive blue line. You know, don't hold it and let lanes close off. Throw pucks in there quicker. And you know, then when you start to feel it, you know, that confidence word starts to come out, and they're battling with it right now. And I also think part of it too is the continuity. You know, also in five games we've won 5-on-5 goal. Well, that's not all on defensemen either. And you know, like I told the team, I said I have yet to pick the right lines to start a season in my entire career. You don't. You have to have a starting point. You start to get data back on your team, and you know, if something's not working, you got to tinker with it. And that's what we have to do right now, tinker with line combinations, maybe defensive combinations, to find a way to score one or two more goals a night. Because if we can do that, we can start to build some confidence. It's, you know.
What do you look for when you're putting line combinations together? Is it success on the ice? Is it different styles of play meshing?
I mean, I think there are two parts of it. First, early, you're excuse me. You know, you might be looking for size and speed and you know, work ethic together. But now after, you know, seven games, you start to actually – you have data back from games. You know, who's creating scoring chances 5-on-5? You know, how's your net front presence? Does this line need a little more heaviness on it? And that's one of the things that, you know, you saw a little difference today. We've kind of switched some things around. One, to put a little more heaviness on the line. One, to, you know, get Sammy back on the wing with a little more speed on the line. And it's tinkering. And that's what, you know, I think that's what a lot of teams are doing early in the year. You're tinkering. Like, never pick the starting lines right to start a season. Haven't done it yet. And sometimes it takes till Christmas. Until you really figure things out. And there's no question with our lack of offense, we got to tinker with things.
When you talk about data, are you an advanced metrics kind of guy and that deep into it, or what kind of things do you look at?
I'm not advanced metric kind of guy. It's really the scoring chances. You know, how are you creating them off the rush? Are you creating them off your down low play? You know, you want a team that can do both. And then that's what we really spent a lot of time this week analyzing and looking at, you know, when we have been, how's it coming? you know.
When you have a big homestand, is there ever any more pressure to, like, really seize the moment and build up a lot of points and things like that?
If we do, it's great. You know, and I mean, I don't look further ahead than a homestand. Like, I'm looking at this weekend and put this weekend to bed and let's get on to the next one. Building off what we did a week ago. I think that we need to be a little more short-term thinking on it. And that's honestly all we're doing with it right now. It would sure be nice if we can take advantage of a homestand. There's no question. So I'm not down. Our coaching and our words and our work with the team is this weekend. You know, philosophically and out here, yeah, let's take advantage if we can do it. But let's take care of this weekend first.
Mark Morris is a coach who's seen everything and done just about everything in this league. You know, coached on both sides of an arch rivalry. You're getting to know what that's like. But, you know, it seems like his team's really struggling right now. Do you look at it as an opportunity? Do you look at it as, you know, a trap, that kind of, you know?
Well, they have one win and we have two. So let's play the games this weekend. You're getting a little too far, you know. Mark Morris has been around a long time, and he has a whole lot of wins behind his name. As I told you just a little bit ago, there's only a few teams that have their hand in the air. Everything's great. And let's get to the weekend. Let's just play this weekend.
You called out Tommy Novak's play on your radio show this week. Yeah. What have you been doing to get him going this season, conversations and film work with him?
Thanks for listening to the radio show. First, I've asked every week. I go, does anyone listen? All right. I have my first feedback that someone is listening, Wally. And I have asked that, haven't I? I had a great conversation with Tommy a week ago just to get to know him. I don't know him well. And he's got some thoughts up there. He's a good, smart young man, and he's taken hold of his season right now to move it in the right direction. And I really like. I watched it in practice leading into last week. I watched it on the weekend, and he knows that he's got to pick up that intensity right now. He gets it. He's been around the block, and I'm really pleasantly surprised. And fun to see a guy say, okay, I gotta be better. And he's picking it up right now. So it's great to see. I want to continue to see it.
He went through a lot of injuries last year. Is it part of it, you know, unlocking his ability now that he's healthy again?
I'd only feed off your question because I didn't know he went through a lot of injuries last year. I know wasn't it 2 years ago that he?
I think it was 2 years ago.
And last year he went through a lot of stuff.
Yeah. When did he break something? He was out for half a year. Was that 2 years ago?
2 years ago. Yeah.
All right. I mean, if I process that real quick, and you know, I don't know how much he was out last year. I can just tell you, I just see a young man with an enormous amount of talent. Frightening how much talent he has, and his effort and what he's been doing in the last 10 days is a great mix with that talent. And he's got to be feeling better about his game right now. I know he is. We chatted again today, and he's on a good path right now. And just pat him on the butt and let him go. He's going the right way.
We just got used to Penn State being a national tournament contender, and now all of a sudden Arizona State is nationally ranked. Seems like the new guys are coming on pretty quick in college hockey.
Yeah. Detroit's on a winning streak right now. Hockey's crazy right now. You know, the Red Wings are winning, and the Wild have just came off their best road series in history. Arizona State's hot. You're following a lot of hockey right now.
Yeah.
Is that your full-time job now?
That's what I do now, yeah, actually.
Coach, what have you seen on
We need some private time, then. You got to fill me in with what's going on out there in the country.
What have you seen on
I got to start listening to your radio show, apparently.
What have you seen on Rem in his, you know, your first few games?
Rem, been very, one, he's going back to center for the first time, and so he's playing a 200-foot game, and he's playing in our top, you know, he's playing against other teams' top players. So he's handling all that great. Like, he defensively, he's been fine. He's getting better on faceoffs. You know, talk Tommy was just great on faceoffs. That's a sign of someone ready to play too. You go back what Tommy did, but Rem wants to be part of the offense. And those are, and I, when we've talked, I've told him those are two worlds: being a top center against playing top minutes against other teams' top players, and then that offense. Once that those two worlds find each other, he's gonna be a special player. And Rem's got all the ability to take this a long way. So I've been very pleased with Rem.
How's your goalie situation? You gonna plan to keep rotating for now, or you know, seems like both guys have played pretty well last weekend.
How many games have we held the other team to two goals this year? In seven games, it's been five, if I'm not, you know, not counting the open net goal at the end. I mean, it's been pretty close. They're giving it, our goalies are doing a heck of a job for it. I always subscribe first to three wins, okay? We haven't got to three. When we do, we've won, and we need to get to three. They're giving us a chance.
Tonight is the first day players can sign. It takes a few days in college hockey now to get the paperwork in. Mm-hmm. Do you have a number that you're looking at this week that you want to share with us?
No. I mean, and no, because I don't know it off the top of my head. Obviously, we have a big senior class, and then we've got rules, like Big Ten rules, we got to follow, and so that's just going to be a work in progress. And then the new rule now is today's the signing day, and that doesn't close. It's just open.
Do you think you'll save some throughout the year?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Thanks.
Thanks, Coach.